Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I made it to another one, I guess. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what it is. I do know it's Friday Eve, so it's Thursday. September? Did I say September? I want to put a disclaimer out there to tell you all, for the 1.5 people that are going to be listening to this. I'm half asleep. I've been sick all week, but I got a lot on my mind, because when you're sick, you just lay around and think, or lay around and suffer and be sick. So, you know, whichever one, I think they both kind of go hand in hand. When you're sick, you think, and when you think, no, that doesn't go well. I was going to say when you're sick, you think, when you think you're sick, but then when you think you're sick, you should go to the doctor. I don't know. All right, this is going to be all over the place, because I'm taking medication. I'm finally coming around, but I had, like I said, I had a lot on my mind. Let's try. I will try. I will attempt to stay on point, but that's going to be a very hard task because I'm a little tired, but I wanted to get this off my chest. Plus, I wanted to do another episode of PC's Lounge. Welcome. I was attempting to set up interviews. I fail at that. Not because it's anybody that I'm attempting to do the interviews for on. It's my fault. I get performance anxiety when I want to get someone else involved. I could do this on my own, but when it's trying to schedule with some other people, one other person, we can't just get it, because I don't want to set up something to get distracted or, you know, something to get in the way. So, you know, excuse me, it's nice when someone has an office or a studio where it's easier. All excuses, I can make it happen if I was just a little more planned and organized. But, you know, we're all a work in progress, right? So I want to do an interview, try to set them up, but it's not the people's fault that I've been trying to interview. It's all my fault. So with that being said, back to just being me, eventually I will interview somebody. Just don't know when, but at least I'm doing this here and now on a Thursday night, Friday eve-ish, somewhere in November, the 9th of, somewhere in 2020-something. So I titled this Keep It Going or Not. You may ask, why the or not part? Well, what do you mean by keep it going? Glad you asked me that. I like to quote music. I like to quote movies. Music is near and dear to most of us. Even though I heard one guy say that he doesn't listen to music, I don't believe him. I just didn't think he wanted to entertain a conversation at the moment. A couple of people I know about this moment in history where we were all out just hanging out together as couples. And, you know, one of my friends is like the conversationalist. So he's got to, like, in order to entertain himself, he's got to try to get people in full-blown conversation, because it's like, what are we going to do here, stare each other awkwardly? So let's talk. And he asked the guy, you know, what type of music you like? And he said, oh, I don't listen to music. That's nuts. Nobody doesn't listen to music. And maybe he just didn't think we would be hip to the type of music he listened to. But maybe he doesn't. Hey, I've never met a person that doesn't listen to music. But then I go maybe, I wouldn't say weeks. I was going to lie and say weeks. But I do go days and I'll listen to music, because I listen to a lot of sports talk. And that's pretty much my lane. Anywho, Keep It Going is a title of a song by a rapper. I'm not going to get into what's the rapper, what's going on and all that. But the lyrics, you know, hit home with me, because, I mean, life is just pretty much as hard as it gets. The more you live, the less everything's given to you, and that's just hard in its own self, because then you become the type of person in that way. So life is really not easy for anybody. And then, you know, you'll tell me in conversation, or devil advocate, what type of way that rich people don't have it hard, and they have it hard too, because when you got enough money to do whatever you want to do, you have to make wise decisions. And if you make poor decisions, you end up being broke like all the rest of us. So point is, the song is called Keep It Going. And he says, it's crap, and he doesn't say crap. It gets stressful. You ain't where you want to be. Got to take the risk if you ain't got nowhere to eat, where to eat. And that's pretty much how it is. Like, I have food. And my brother said to me last week, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. Can you put food on the table? I said, well, of course I can put food on the table. Now, the argument is, do I want better food on my table? And the answer to that question is yes. And, well, that's my fault. See, I've never been one to blame someone else for the situation that I'm in. I'm in the situation because I'm in the situation. So the point I'm trying to make, well, this cat continues to distract me and jump over everything, on everything, as if you know I'm trying to do something right now. You have to keep going and keep trying and keep attempting for things that you want in life. The problem is, that, and this is where I don't really, the avenue I really don't prescribe in, because I'm usually trying to be overly annoyingly positive and upbeat. And, you know, that's kind of how I want to operate. But the reason why I had put Keep It Going because I mean, even like I said, I like to be positive, but you do have an option of quitting, and quitting can come in very different forms, a variety of different forms. Quitting doesn't just mean, oh, I don't work anymore, or I don't hang out with people anymore. Quitting could be working the same job for the rest of your life and never taking a chance. Now, working the same job while working towards something else is different. But working the same job and pretty much saying that you have nothing else to give to the quote-unquote world, form of quitting, or working a job, or doing something and constantly diving into your vices and using those as your excuse for why you can't get ahead, or blaming the rich people on why you can't get ahead. And granted, I'm pretty much in the toughest spot I've been in as an adult. Not because I can't afford to put food on the table, not because I'm flat broke. I would just like to have more, and I would like to do more. And the whole thing is, I'm in that space. I'm in life's purgatory, as I told someone the other day, where, which way do I go? Everybody's always going to tell you, hey, man, just keep going. Keep trying. Don't quit. That's the American way, right? Don't quit. Don't quit. Of course I'm not going to quit. But, man, it's hard when you ain't where you want to be. Now, I got a place to stay and a place to eat and stuff to eat. But one budgetary, if budgetary is a word, one budget or one money move or one economical mistake about the coffee, I could be in a lot of trouble. and then I could be with nowhere to stay and nowhere to eat. Now, granted, I'm not going to sit and lie. I have people that care about me a lot, and I feel like, you know, they wouldn't let me or my situation be in the street. But, you know, something happens to them, then I could be just, I could be. So the point is, I'm not going to sit here and do what one of my favorite philosophers that said, he basically was just mentioning how people don't really, how I was saying, how, like, you can quit, too. You know, the options always, people always tell you to stay positive and, you know, keep your head on straight. But, you know, people do go crazy. And, you know, people commit suicide. And he, you know, is awkward and it's cringy, but it happens. People do say, you know what? His saying is, if you feel like there's no point, then go ahead and do it. It's probably the smartest thing for you to do. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I said subscribe to that. But I get it. I fully understand it. It is a option. Is it an option? A option. And point is, you could do that. Get it all over with. You're going to leave everybody with your bills, and a lot of people that are going to be upset that you're going to be gone. And, you know, you could hurt a lot of people by doing it. But selfishly, you can go. And, you know, you have that option. It's just not an option I would like to take. I just have to figure out, as I take a sip of water, excuse me, because I'm still getting all dry. I haven't talked this much in a week. But yeah, it's just like purgatory for me. So, like I said, I apologize for being all over the place. I hope I'm making sense. But it's just a hard place to be. You know, like that quote from movies, people say, well, they're movies, they're not real. And I'm like, well, okay, I get that. But at the same time, what's the saying? There's a truth in every lie. There's a truth in every joke. Well, there's a truth in every movie. And when I quote from movies, there's a lot of movies I've seen before because they give me, a lot of movies that I like are like based on true story movies because it's kind of interesting to think that people do. And it's wild movies like Pain and Gain. I mentioned this movie to several people just because it's based on, the long and short of it is based on people in Florida. Oh, side note, this is only supposed to go on for 15 minutes, but I'll probably go over a little bit over 15 minutes. It's based on people in Florida that were part of a gym. They wanted some money, but they wanted to be lazy about it. American way. Part of the American way. So they decided to, but they came up with a plan. Now, if you ever go look up the 60 minutes, what was it, 60 minutes or 48 hours? I think 48 hours did a special on this. I can't remember. Dateline, so one of those, you know what I'm talking about. They did a special on it, and the actual story is very sad and tragic, honestly. But point is, they call these people idiots. They did very stupid things, and they deserve to go to jail, and they deserve to whatever's going to happen to them through the system, whether it's death penalty or life in jail. They deserve both. I'm not God, so I can't, you know, but the point is I can't put them in heaven or hell, but you don't do stuff to people and expect to just get away scot free. They decided to rob somebody, kidnap somebody, make him sign documents. He wants to sign over all his money, but they had a plan. They had a plan, whether it was wrong whether it was disrespectful, whether it was anything, it was still a plan. And they executed the plan. The problem was, it was just heinous. It's just really, really hideous what they did. You know, you don't kidnap somebody and make them sign over all their money, their hard-earned money, because you don't have, you're not smart enough to figure out a way to make your own. You know, but I quote from these movies because they turned that into a comedy. Mark Wahlberg, The Rock, Call Pain a Game. Point is, there's several quotes in the movie that kind of trying to make the point I'm trying to make here. So stay with me. I know I'm all over the place. So there's this guy that's like cool, entrepreneur type, YouTube type, self-help type guy. And the guy, tag on it, his name escapes me right now, but he played in The Hangover. He was in two of The Hangovers, and then he's in this movie. And his name in this movie is called Johnny Wood. He's that typical, like I said, YouTuber, you know, self-help guy. And he said, you know, you do your job. I'm quoting, it's not verbatim, but you'll get the point. You do your job. You do what you're told. And we like serve you a shame and crap sandwich, of course, not in those words, but you know what I mean. And that's kind of what it feels like. It's like you do your job, you do what you're told, and what do you get? But you get, you just be working harder. And some people are like, well, you didn't make the right decisions. Like, you, there's a counter argument to everything I'm saying, probably most of the time. And I'm not going to sit here and make excuses on why I haven't gone to the level I wanted to be, but at the same time, it's just interesting that it feels like I'm doing the right things. I'm trying hard. I'm staying on the level, and I don't want to go into a pain and gain situation where I'm trying to do something legal slash very, very devious and immoral in order to make money. Because I just didn't get a fair shake. Like, life is unfair that way. But I don't believe that's the way to go about it. Like, I try to stay positive and I try to stay upbeat. But I also know that things are just not going to go the way you want them to go. And it's hard to keep it going. So I do keep it going. I will keep it going. But, you know, I get served this crap sandwich sometimes, a lot of times. And I'm like, what is the point? What am I doing wrong? And that's kind of what kind of crosses your mind as you lay here and don't feel good for a week. You got to try to make yourself feel better. And don't let a cat distract you because it wants to act up, because obviously notice you're not paying attention to it. So yeah, I don't even know if any of that goes with any of what I'm trying to say. There's another line from the Pain and Gain movie, and I'm trying to like get it in my mind because I had it before and I kind of lost it. I don't want to sit here and waste your time listening to this and try to figure out how could I figure out the line. But, you know, just I guess no matter what's brought at your door, you just kind of got to figure it out one way or another. And the quote from the movie, again, is like, you get tired of just saying, oh, it'll be okay. Oh, just another day. Oh, it's all right. There's a part of the movie where Mark Wahlberg is basically the main character guy. And one of his, like, cronies is talking to him over there, you know, outside of the club or outside of the gym. And he's like, man, aren't you tired of just barely making it? Don't you want to make something of yourself? Don't you want to do something? Aren't you tired of coming over? Aren't you tired? Don't you look too good to be broke? And that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. You think highly of yourself. You happy with what you've been given, God-given, that no one else has given to you. You've worked hard. You've tried hard. You thought hard. You wrote hard. You went hard. You've done everything you possibly can do to be alive at this moment, right now. And you're not a billionaire, because everyone deserves to be. And someone will argue, oh, no, not everyone deserves to be a billionaire. Okay, fine. But not everybody deserves to be broke. And if you say that everybody deserves to be broke, then what are we talking about? I guess your argument is some people deserve to be broke. Some people don't deserve to be broke. And I could see where you're coming from with that. I could. But your definition of who deserves to be broke, who doesn't deserve to be broke, all depends on the person. Because I feel as though, as long as you couldn't show an effort, and put forth an effort, you should be struggling out here. Like, that's the thing. I don't even know if I mentioned in my last quote podcast, I don't even know what to call this, my last episode, how I was thinking about getting another job. I've been working the same job, and I've only done two, like, the last 2 years, really, almost. Like, maybe three, the last 2 years. Point is, I have a second job, and I'm thinking about a third. That's no way to live, man. And you're, like I said, there's some person somewhere that said, well, that's your fault. Make more money in your first job. Yes. You got it. The thing about people who tell you how it's supposed to be, and they fail to mention this, and I'll leave you alone with this, is when people tell you how you should be living your life, they forget to tell you how they got to where they're going or where they are. They tell you little bits and pieces, but they don't really tell you the full story. I pray to the Lord above that I make millions and millions of dollars one day. You know why? Because I'm going to give everyone step by step by step by step by step in order to make it to. Everyone with the money failed to tell you the minute details on how they made it. They always tell you, well, I met this person, or I did this thing and I did that thing. They really don't tell you the people they meet. They tell you the things that they did along the way. They don't tell you the connections are pretty much the biggest thing that you need. Even still, most people tell you they get lucky. That's cool. You get lucky with the right people. You try to mention who you talk to. What made you get lucky? What did you do to get lucky? Everybody skips those parts. So, hey, for my sake and for yours, pray that I make it, quote unquote, so I can get on here or get on someone's platform and explain it. I mean, I will do a daily podcast on here is how I got here. It can be natural talent. I don't know. But I've been doing, I created this account 13 years ago. I haven't made a dollar. So I'm not doing something right. Point is, I got to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Hopefully this makes sense. Hopefully you have a good night, and hopefully you have a good week.